don't think it was. They're a good defense. Mike just got us in the rhythm early. I felt good about the calls. Guys made some big plays, and I just got into a rhythm, you know, not only throwing the football, but moving around the pocket. And special night.
Eric, were you surprised that
Lance had no answer to the
offense?
Well, I mean, we didn't punt today. It was, like I said, it was a special day. We kind of did what we wanted to do. We wanted to attack the middle of the field early, and then once they started taking that away, to work the stuff outside, the routes outside. Guys made some big plays, though. James Jones, you know, coming back after his drop. I know he was the sickest person in that locker room after last game. But I had confidence in him, and he had a great touchdown catch. And a couple other very good plays. Donald Driver had a real big game tonight. I think that was a big key for us, getting him going. He had a number of great catch and runs for us.
Did you call this your best performance?
Yeah, this probably was my best performance. I think, at the stage that we were on and the importance of this game, and it was a good night.
Are you surprised you dominated the number one seed team?
Well, again, I've said this before. The way that I prepare and the way that our coaches prepare us, we expect to play well. So maybe not this well, but it was one of those nights where when things weren't working, or weren't open, I was able to move in the pocket and avoid some of those free guys and make some big plays. So it was a special night. Yeah, I like playing in domes because the weather is perfect weather conditions, and I get to wear my favorite shoes, so my feet don't hurt. Right. I think that the second drive was probably the most important drive because we had, third play of the game, we fumble after a big play. They come down, score. And then we have a long, time-consuming drive, score. They run it back for a touchdown, and Starks fumbles the ball out of bounds. And we had the ball, I believe, on a 8-yard line. And to go 90-plus yards and score, you know, really wore their defense down. You could tell they we were tired too, but they were on the field for a number of consecutive plays.
Mike's been talking about this team quite a bit lately. Did you guys kind of validate some of the things he's saying?
Well, I hope so. Mike does a great job with our schedule, takes care of our bodies. It was a great week of practice. He's assembled an incredible staff. I think you can't give those guys on his staff enough credit. I try and single out my quarterback coach, Tom Clements, whenever I can because he prepares myself, and obviously you saw the way Matt played against New England. He prepares the quarterbacks to be successful. And you tack on guys who've played the position like Jerry Fontenot and James Campen and Edgar Bennett and Jimmy Robinson. And Ben McAdoo is a great coach as well. Our offensive staff has us prepared every week. And this is the type of performance that we were kind of waiting for. You know, we had this similar performance against the Giants, but this was definitely the way, we've been practicing all week.
Did you sense they were getting frustrated when you kept moving the chain, you kept converting on third down, it seemed like it couldn't stop?
Yeah, I think, it was important for us that the two-minute drive and touchdown was big. And the play of the game, in my opinion, is Tremont's pick, because that's a 10-point swing potentially. And then we knew start of the second half, similar to the Vikings game at the Metrodome, when we went and scored late in the half to go up 17-3 and scored the first possession out of halftime to go up three scores, we knew if we were able to take that ball down and score, they would definitely break their will a little bit. And first play, sack. Second play, we get seven back. Third play, we leave a guy open, leave a guy free off the edge somehow. The Lord was helping me with eyes in the back of my head today. I was able to spin out that, and James made a great reactionary play. And after that first down, we got rolling. And when we went up three scores, it was just a matter of not turning the ball over, and we kept it rolling.
What kind of conversation did you have with Matt Ryan?
I'm going to get with his first. Matt, I have a lot of respect for Matt. He's had a great season. He's had a great, start to his career, three seasons. We're friends, obviously, off the field. It was a great performance by us tonight. I'm sure he's disappointed, but he's going to be in these type of games for the length of his career.
Last question.
Well, I had 23 in a row one time in college, but I'd say that game and then the inside bowl maybe at Cal and a couple this year have been kind of my best three or four. This was up there. Yeah. You asked that last week, didn't you? We're one game away from getting to the ultimate goal. So this is a special night for us, for our team, for our offense, for our defense, special teams, for the organization, for the fans. The fans are incredible tonight. We're going to have to go on the road again and win another tough game to get to Dallas.